All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Rewind and Recap, where the wine is as necessary as the chaos in our favorite shows. I'm one of your co-hosts, Princess, and tonight I'm drinking, this is a Target brand wine. It's $5, and it's their California Roots collection, and I'm drinking Sauvignon Blanc, and this is 13.5% for $5, y'all. I get lit off this little 750 milliliter bottle.
My name is Cece, and I'm also one of the co-hosts as well, and today I am just drinking a white cran strawberry with a little bit of vodka in it, little cocktail. I have shit to do when we done. I really didn't want to fuck with the shenan and like,
oh my gosh, that text,
the rosé, I'm good.
I'm so glad you liked it. So glad. Shannon is that girl.
It really is. And it doesn't take much. Like, literally, yeah. I'm like, I'm glad I'm the only person that's drinking this. We'll talk about that off the grid. Okay. But, like, at first, I was like, I was just going to preserve it. And then I was like, you know what? Let me try it. Because if I like it, I'll just buy another bottle if it's like that. And the other night, I went and got crab legs, and I was like, oh, look, this will pair great with let me pour a glass. Girl, you know how my wine glasses look. So maybe like this much was full. I might have drunk it down to this, and I was like, I want to grab that bottle. Let me pour the shit right back in here for I be in this bitch tripping. Because... yeah,
it's a great date night wine. I got that wine on me and Jordan's first date, and he got it too for the first damn time. But it's a nice little sexy little wine that's gonna make you feel sexy. So drink it with caution.
Exactly, which is why I was like, yeah, let me just go ahead and let me pour this back in this bottle, like, you know.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Before we jump into tonight's show, y'all, make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Rewind and Recap. That's REWINEANDRECAP. And I guess y'all don't want no money because ain't nobody submitted nothing for this giveaway. And you said nothing. Hey, we can keep our $25. Okay? I'm fine with that. And we'll just do another one when the dang old sponsors pay for it, okay? But we were trying to give y'all something because y'all are friends, but if y'all not gonna submit, we ain't gonna give no money out. So I'm guessing that giveaway is over.
We're speaking of, let me just say that, because it's like, I don't think that y'all don't not fuck with us, because like y'all, when we go missing or we don't have that, like, but maybe it's like, y'all probably just like, I don't want to submit. Because I know I'm that way. Like, it's people whose, like, channels and stuff I subscribe to, and they'll do giveaways, and, like, I won't participate because it's like, I don't want you to, like, give me shit. Maybe I just like people that don't like free shit. And, like, I feel y'all in that regard because I don't really be like that either. So, you know, no offense taken. We keep our money in. But I wanted to bring that up because for my birthday, like, on my channel, I did a – this is a not – I mean, it is a plug, but not a plug. You know, I work with Dossier. And so I did a giveaway for my 30th, but, you know, I was, like, just going through it really, like, mentally on a personal level with everything that was going on with school and just really trying to hold it together. So the people who, like, actually entered or, like, left their information in the description box, I pretty much just used the email that they had for their accounts. Like, I did a little generator, and I sent it to the winner. I had somebody message me and was like, hey, is the giveaway over? So you didn't even leave the qualification I gave. You just came here for the free shit.
Yeah.
Those are the type of people who, like, I won't even include your submission because, like, you really just here for the giveaway portion. You're not here to support the channel or none of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to keep good faith. I'm going to pull a Princess. I'm going to see the good in y'all and think that maybe y'all just didn't want us to spend our own money on something.
Probably.
You know, as it grows, then y'all be like, okay, cool. Like,
hey, the sponsor paid for it.
Yep.
Y'all. So there will be more, you guys, but that one has expired. But thank y'all so much for the support. We'll let y'all know when we have another giveaway. That giveaway will be sponsor provided. So be on the lookout.
Let's get into this episode. Oh my, I feel like a lot of things were happening here.
They were. I appreciated Angel in this episode.
Yeah, which is rare. I did too. And I actually love British too. British used to get on my nerves in previous seasons. I don't know if it was because she was the rookie, but I'm liking this somewhat refined British, and I kind of like the fact that she's not that refined, you know, like just very raw and unfiltered, but we'll get into that.
Yes.
So Angel and British meet up to discuss, you know, what happened at this motherfucking taste testing party, whatever. So Angel is still really struggling, trying to understand where Jackie is coming from. Like, why would she do that? Why? And Angel's so damn innocent. She don't understand Jackie just ain't with it all the way. You know, there is no real rhyme or reason why she do the shit she do. And I'm like, British, stop trying to understand. Because there is, you just laugh it off, move the fuck on, because that's auntie. Like, auntie gonna do auntie shit. There is no way to explain it. So that's basically what British was saying. Get over it. And Angel's also at a place where she's now, after all that shit went down, want space from the group.
Understandable.
I feel like that's understandable, but also like, but you don't want no space from your man?
Now, you know how bitches feel about they nigga. They'll jump the frame before they leave the nigga.
What you like to say? The call coming from inside the house? Because he right there with the bitch. That's your stressor right there. But she's not in a place where she's ready to accept that yet. And I understand. Do whatever you got to do to keep your stress levels low for this baby, because she is high risk. So I get it. Mm-hmm. I want Angel to feel better, be better. I feel like this group is bringing her a lot of stress to be a pregnant woman. And like I said, whatever you got to do to keep your peace, girl, do that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like you said, like with everything that's been going on and, you know, her being pregnant and her being a high risk pregnancy, you definitely, I feel like, have to keep your stress down. I'm about to say you have to, like, I done been through a high risk pregnancy before. But like, I think that her taking a step back and really just focusing on herself is something that is super important. But you are right. Like, Rock is a fucking messy bitch that lives for drama.
Yes.
And like, I hate that she is like permanently stuck to him.
Yeah.
So yeah, because they do this thing where and I said this before, like, I feel like Angel just strikes me as the type of person where it's like, I just want somebody. So if I feel like you trying, then like I'ma try to work it out. And for me, personally for me, because these women kissing 40. I don't want to have to try to work it out. Like, I just don't want you to make my life hard. Especially when I'm carrying your baby and you are using my gender reveal to give me my 8th promise ring. And you don't want a bigger commitment. And I think that as women, sometimes, like, when you with a man and you know that man don't want more, like, you know that. So, like you said, like, I just don't feel like Angel is at a place where she's ready to admit that, like, she really does need to take a step back from him. So, hopefully she gets there soon, because at the end of the day, regardless of, like, where she's at mentally, emotionally with Rockstar, I just... Even if I don't like a bitch, I feel like every woman deserves to be happy.
Yeah.
Not even just women. Like, I feel like people just deserve to be happy. You don't deserve to hang on or linger with people who just really don't want more, especially when you know deep down that you want that. And yeah, like, I'm ready for the episode where hopefully Angel go ahead and gives birth to this baby and maybe postpartum depression doesn't hit her. And she able to slide away from Rockstar sassy ass, because she deserves better than the shit that he be on with her. So.
Yeah, I agree. And then they kind of talk about how Jackie keep trying to get their asses to stay with these terrible ass men. Jackie want her to stay with Lorenzo. Jackie won't just love her some Rock. I don't understand. You met the nigga twice, maybe 3 times. I don't. That's that auntie shit too. Because
I can't wait for us to get to Brandy
relationships.
I can't wait for us to get to Brandy about this. Oh,
yes.
Jackie, like I said the last episode, you trying to make these women work this shit out with these men, and baby, everybody ain't Doug Christie.
Thank you.
And I think that that's one thing that a lot of friend groups need to understand. Like, you can vent about your man problems, whatever. And people who are in loving and healthy relationships can tell you how to go about it. But that man that you venting to them about is not that same nigga that your friend is laid up with. So at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you need to be wise enough to make your own choices and your own decisions for yourself, because they aren't dealing with and laying with that the pain and the frustration that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's why sometimes, like, I just don't even, especially when I was in a relationship, like, I didn't really like to, like, go to my friends or talk to mm-hmm. them about shit that was going on, because it's like, at the end of the day, the only person that can really make a choice, a decision for me is me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I talk to you, it's more so to vent, if that, mm-hmm. but, like, I'm also the person who was like, I don't really want to tell you, me and my nigga, into it, because if he do or say some shit to me, and, like, you as my friend or my relative, you feel a way about it, mm-hmm. then, like, when me and this nigga good, you gonna be, like,
yeah,
grilling him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, I don't know, like, Jackie just need to mind her fucking business, period.
Point. Yeah. I think it depends, because some friends, they come to you and they want that, like, because you have that level of friendship where it's like, hey, I trust mm-hmm. you. I know you're going to take the blinders off and really give me, you know, your real perspective, or maybe tell me some shit I'm not seeing. And then there's some people who are more private, where they're just like, well, I don't want to say that, because this bitch, I know she ain't going to be able to let it go with me and this nigga good again, you know, because mamas can be like that. I know I don't tell mom everything about everything, you know. So I think mm-hmm. it's very situational. But I kind of already touched on this, but I just really like British this season. She gives me, like, real around-the-way girl vibes. Like, you can just kick it with British. You know, you can mm-hmm. meet her for happy hour. You can go on a little girl's trip. She's fun. I'm really like
very fun this season.
Her vibes this season. So, I want to touch on her again later, because she also had a very vulnerable moment. You don't really get yes. to see British be soft. And I was just like, oh, girl, I really want to hang out with you. Like, you know, so... Then we move on to Duffy and Amon. Amon didn't want to hear this bullshit.
He didn't.
He was in the fuck working, making them some more money. She decided to fill him in on Rock's dramatic ass and his comments about airing her out, and he gonna let everybody know, and Amon gonna leave her. And Amon basically sitting in the bed like, okay, like, anything else? And so I was really like, yes, because we love a man that don't feed into drama. He clearly know where their relationship stands, where him and Duffy stand, and he just wasn't giving into it. He was like, you know, we've gone through those rumors, we've been through that. It is, we know what it is, you know. So I thought that was really cool how we got to kind of see him speak more to their relationship, because he don't really say much. Mm-hmm. Amon is very much a, like, out the way type of nigga, which I like.
Yes, so, same.
Right. And then, you know, Duffy goes on to share that she wants to continue to pursue her dreams as a DJ. Like, she's just now starting to really pop, and she want to do this album and be like DJ Khaled and really be a Black woman doing what she's doing, because she's never gotten to see a Black woman do that. So he basically just stopped fighting it. And I'm like, about damn time, because ain't they married?
Engaged.
Okay, this your fiance. You knew what she was doing when you met her. It's really not fair for you to continue living out your sports agent dream and expect her to just sit her ass at home and shut up and rock this baby to sleep every night. Like, she got dreams too, you know, and you knew her dreams were very demanding and would require some flexibility and stretch when you met her. So I was happy that he finally kind of was just like, I support you, you know, because you just want, at the end of the day, your partner to support you and, you know, your dreams.
Yeah, and that was her compromise. And my thing is, like, she's still compromising for something that she doesn't necessarily know that she can make happen right now. Mm-hmm. So personally, I just kind of like, I'm like, whatever about Iman, because as a woman who is super ambitious and, like, very much like what Duffy said, like, you know, the way she grew up, like, her dad was hard on her. And, like, always made her feel she had to get it. But my thing was, like, it's kind of the opposite. And, you know, sorry, Dad, if you're in my business and you hear this episode. But I just feel like with my dad, he the type of person where, like, if you don't catch him in that moment when he say he gonna do something, like, this nigga be like, oh, I'm gonna give you $300. And mm-hmm. you don't go like this in that moment, mm-hmm. you might as well kiss that $300 goodbye, because it's not gonna do it. And if you bring it up to him, he's gonna make it sound like it's a task, even though he told you that he would do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like my sense of independence and, like, doing for myself came from growing up spoiled, but also knowing that, like, I couldn't really depend for real, mm-hmm. on my dad to do what he said he was going to do all the time.
Yeah.
Without feeling like I was hassling him. So that made me, you know, go get a job early and want to, like, I had to force this nigga to, like, for me to get off his cell phone bill so I could just have my own independence. And I think from that, that just showed me, like, even though, you know, like, in our personal conversation, and I've said it on the show too, like, I'm not dating no nigga that ain't got no money. That's just period. Like, the life I'm building for myself, the type of shit I like to do, I can't date a nigga that don't got it. And even more so, a nigga that got it but don't spend it. That's just like,
hello.
That's not my type at all. Like, it's so funny. Jada had posted a TikTok and was like, a nigga with money, like, okay. It was like, a nigga that's a trick. Thank you. Because you having money, but you not spending it on me, yes, is irrelevant to me. And so I just feel like, you know, I like to spoil my partner. I like to do shit. So I can't depend on somebody to constantly do something for me. And on top of that, like, sometimes niggas go on a power trip. Like, yeah, they want you to sit at home and be this bad bitch and you cook and you clean and you the whole barefoot and pregnant shit. But then the second that they want to go on a power trip is all of a sudden, you don't do this. This is my money. Yeah. I will never, ever give a nigga the power to do that for me. So I really do feel Duffy on, like, I'm not just going to sit in the house and not do nothing. So mm-hmm. I feel like her substitute dream is like, you know, I still love music. So yeah, like, I'll compromise and make this the last show that I do with French, but this is now the route that I want to go. So before, I feel like she committed to being like, yeah, I can make this my last show. Just like, hey, well, you know, because I am working with French, let me talk to him about the other side of things, what I want to do, and get advice on how he feel like I should go about it. Maybe see if he could set me up with something with Khaled, but not even really, because Khaled be on that fake positive shit, and that nigga's a fucking hater. I'll never get over the way that he fucking acted with Lil Nas X, his old fake ass. I do not like DJ Khaled. Like, I don't like him. But I think that that will be good with Duffy, because, you know, Khaled works with a lot of people, and there are a lot of women in this industry, especially like rappers that are like coming up, and I think that her executive producing projects, so like just putting a whole bunch of collabs together could be something that's like really dope. I just don't know that I would have gave my man that commitment of me making this my last show without another concrete plan behind me, you know?
Yeah,
because the music industry is so finicky, and it's like, you gamble that risk, and he'd be like, well, it didn't work out, bitch, you said you was quitting, so ain't no more shows. Like, I just feel like Amon could just be more supportive of her and at least give her the grace of transitioning into what she wants to do instead of expecting her to up and quit and like, oh, I'm gonna take care of home. Because what happened if y'all break up or you stop fucking with
her? She ain't got shit. Yeah. And I think that's what she's like dealing with, that internal pressure of like, I gotta make this work because I already told this nigga, like, you know, I'm gonna go this route so I can be home and I can be in town at the studio. And if this shit don't work, I have to be at home because I told him and I promised him that I would stay here. So we'll see how this plays out. But yeah, good luck, Duffy. So then the girls meet up for swing yoga, which actually looks like a lot of fucking fun. I've wanted to do swing yoga for a long time, and maybe we can try to do something in Charlotte when I move. But they meet up, Jackie, Malaysia, and who else? I don't remember.
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. And then so Jackie's basically like, I want to get all the ladies together. I want to make it right. And I thought this was funny because this is what Jackie always does. She create the shit and then want to try to be the peacemaker after the shit done collapse. And it's like, but you're the cause of it. Stop doing the shit that you're doing. That's really what it boils down to a lot of times. But she's like, I want to have this podcast event where all the ladies come. We can bond. One thing we have in common is basketball and, you know, being in relationships with athletes. And so maybe we can all just be vulnerable and be there for each other. And it can be great. And before I actually saw the scene, I didn't really feel very good about this because, you know, they love to get together and have group activities when there's still a lot of bullshit going on. And then Jackie loved to be the host and she'd be the main messy one. So I was like, we'll see how this goes. But it actually turned out good and we're going to get to that. And so to prep for this little event, Jackie goes equipment shopping with fucking Brandy. And I think Brooke was with her, I think, or something like that. And so, have you noticed Jackie take that damn fan everywhere? Have you noticed that shit? Jackie always got that damn white fan this season. Like, in every episode, she's had that fucking fan.
She might be going through heat flashes and menopause.
Probably. But she be having that fan on her. And I was like, not she, me. So, then Jackie starts opening up about, you know, her struggles with Doug traveling a lot. And she kind of got a little choked up because, you know, she ride or die for Doug and she'll shank a bitch for him.
Mm. And so, we know, Ms. Pocketbook.
Okay, that fucking video is funny as fuck. And so now she kind of feels like she's getting thrown back into the old days when he was traveling with basketball and she was hoping that she would have her husband around more. And she was like, she be crying herself to sleep at night sometimes dealing with this. I'm like, damn, Jackie. So,
how do you think them bitches feel that you be trying to make them work it out with cheating ass men and you just crying because you miss your nigga?
Bitch! Girl, you don't get the fuck out my face, you happy bitch! With your happy ass marriage. And I'm over here dealing with this deadbeat ass daddy who won't pay me no damn child support. I'm sorry you're so full of love.
Girl.
So basically, they're talking about that and the ladies are like bonding with her. That's who was with them. Not Nia, but the bitch who looked like Nia. I don't know her name. You know, it's two of them girls. They just random. And it's Nia, the one who mm-hmm. get little posts. And then it's the other one. The other one I like because she quiet and unproblematic so far.
Yeah, I don't even know
That's
her name.
Who was with them. That's who was with them. And so then Brandy, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Starts talking about, you know, when Jackie asks her about Malaysia and where they stand. My thing with Malaysia is, you know, I didn't like how she brought Zelle.
But was just DMing him, telling him to come look at your motherfucking, your easy bake oven.
Right! Because you know your ass can't cook. Like, I was so confused. And then she want to start, you know, crying. And we was close. I was calling her in bed. My husband laying right there. And I was there for her, bitch. This bitch pulled up in her Jeep with some street clothes ready to beat ass for you. Your point? What's your point? Shut up.
It's very much given, Drea. Nobody cares about your sob story.
You're going to hell.
Like, I was really just looking at the screen like...
I didn't feel anything.
It was given noise talking about her family shit. Like, I don't care. The second that she said she felt like Malaysia knows what she's doing, she had to get a rise out of me. How did she do it to get a rise out of you when Zelle came in and started with Jen unprovoked? It had nothing to do with you. It was like literally I tweeted and I was like, all Malaysia got to do is exist. Mm-hmm. And Brandy just, it's like, you miss that girl so much. You miss her so much that you can't stand it. Mm-hmm. Like, take your ass to therapy and fucking heal, because I'm sick and tired of every fucking time that we hear from Brandy, it's always Malaysia, 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 Malaysia. And Malaysia wouldn't have came back this season, she would have been alive on the show, because Brandy can't keep her name out her fucking mouth. And then you trying to give us these sob tears and all, like, girl, like, this girl done said she didn't know that your daddy had died. And even if y'all had mutual friends and, like, she just, like, just found out about it. Mm-hmm. How are you mad at her when look at how the fuck you talking about her when y'all are not on the scene? And then, like I said, going back to the previous episodes, for us to find out that the real reason why you mad is because your ass got fired, but you can be chummy with Shani, but you got a problem with a bitch you've been friends with for 15 years. Yep. Like, girl, get out my fucking face. Get out my face. The sympathy that I have for Brandy is non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I'm sick of her. She's annoying.
I agree. I didn't feel anything. I'm like, girl, you're a liar. You are stupid. And you're acting like you were such a great friend to Malaysia and she wasn't probably even better to you. Like, don't sit here trying to discredit her as if she wasn't a good friend to you as well. This shit didn't work out. She's telling you she didn't know about your father's death. It's extremely sad, but you can't sit here and try to tell her you knew. Well, you know, she didn't fucking know. Like, Brandy, I feel like, is really begging and trying to make a storyline out of this, and it's not here. And I'm sick of it at this point. So we're going to get back to her ass. Because the minute Malaysia walked in the room, that bitch turned into the Grinch. And have y'all ever seen that episode, that reunion of Atlanta, when NeNe made that stank face and Sheree said, ooh, don't make that face. That's how I feel about Brandy when Malaysia walked in the room. Here it is right here. Look. That's how I felt, because Brandy was looking stank. And we're going to get there. Like, just like you said, all Malaysia got to do is exist. She was looking so disgusting. So
she's so bothered.
That damn chin. Oh, my God.
She's so bothered.
This scene here about broke my damn heart. I low-key wanted to fight Angel, but she pregnant, so I had to kind of calm down. But that baby, her son. And I forgot how adorable he was as a kid. Because I remember the episode when he got emotional in the jewelry store or whatever.
I forgot about that. And then it reminded me like, oh, yeah, I do remember Angel being on this show. Because she just slides under the radar.
Yes. And he was such a cutie. And now he's such a handsome young man. Little young teenager. And so she was talking to him about, hey, you know, this baby coming. Pack your bags. Cause this baby stuff coming up in here.
Get the fuck out.
He was basically like, what the fuck? Like, I was here first, like literally first. And he just basically was not having it. He said that baby can either go to the guest house or go downstairs because he's not leaving.
Period.
And she trying to beg, you know, why not? Nah, 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 nah. And I don't blame that boy. Like, come on now. You already done had another child and now you're having a third one with a random ass man. That boy probably wants something to himself. Like, damn, can I have my own shit? It's a teenage boy, probably finna start, you know, hanging out with his friends or dating in a few years. He wants his own space. And so then the real thing came out, and it was the fact that he wants her attention. And I'm like, yeah. Angel.
You so busy worrying about fucking Rockstar, you can't pay attention to your own damn child.
No, he was like, at least come to my games. I want to throw my, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I said, you're not even going to that baby game. Come on. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to mom and shame because I've never been a mom. It can't be easy, especially when you got more than one and a career and a damn man getting on your nerves. Who am I to judge?
Is on that man getting on your nerves.
Okay. But at least try to make it to the games. You know, if you can't read no bedtime stories, if you can't, you know, show up for every event or do this, go to the games. Like, that's all he's asking for, you know? And it's sweet how he's just such a mama's boy. And at the end of the day, he just wants his mama's attention. He just wants her to see him, notice him. And I'm like, my heart crushed. Because it's like, one, job well done, Angel, for raising a boy who's so communicative and who knows how to be vulnerable with you as his mother and say, hey, I want your attention, and he's not acting out. So you're doing something right, you know, but you're just not spending enough time with him anymore. And so it was such a beautiful scene. I know that wasn't easy for her as a mother to hear, but at the same time, it's like, girl, you also doing a really good job because he's this communicative because of you, you know? So, oh, my heart just broke for that little boy.
And I appreciate her being receptive because, you know, a lot of parents be like, I can do that. How are you going to tell me how? Like, I'm glad she didn't, like, shoot him down.
Yes. And that just goes to show what the way they've communicated all these years. Because he obviously felt comfortable to come to her with that because she hasn't shot him down in the past. You know, so it's like, girl, you don't have to just, you know, get back to spending time with your baby, you know? So, it's and like, sometimes parents do that to the oldest child. They're like, you older. You good, you fine, and you got your game, you know, and it's like, no, they still want their parent time.
I still need, I feel like, I got to go off on a sidebar about that. I just feel like everybody knows, like, I always feel like, I want a son, I want a son, I want to be a boy mom, I want to be a boy mom. Like, I really think that that's probably going to be the most important thing to me as a mom, especially a boy mom, is to make sure that my son is emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
Because this world really try to make men, especially Black men, feel like if you express your emotions, if you cry, then you weak. And I want my son to know, like, sometimes shit get real. And, like, it's okay for you to express yourself. It's okay for you to cry, because I feel like a lot of men who get told to shut up, or, like, men don't cry, or they get scolded anytime they show any type of emotion, they grow up and they be like, they're violent or they're disrespectful, or like, it's just the list really just goes on with not giving your son the space to be emotionally intelligent. And I, like I said, like, I really did appreciate Angel's scenes this episode, because we did get to see, you know, a lot more of her. And I don't know, like you said, like, that broke my heart. And I feel like, especially as someone who has had parental issues, to even see them have that kind of dynamic was very special.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was very beautiful. So, good for them. Jackie's podcast event is here. The ladies show up. Duffy shows up first, and her and Jackie are able to have their one-on-one and talk about the shit that went down at the taste testing. And Duffy was like, I just want to get over this shit and move on. Like, I just want to get a chance to talk to Angel, see how she feels, get a clear understanding of what was said, why, you know, what's going to happen with her and I, especially with Rock's comments. And Jackie's just like, you know, it's all good. I know Angel's want to take space from the group. She says she want to kind of be by herself. And Duffy got a little alarmed by that because she's like, this is my friend. I don't want her to feel like she can't be around me, you know? So Duffy's kind of working through that. Yeah. Duffy's kind of working through that herself. Nia shows up with this goddamn mud pie she made in her backyard and put it in a damn styrofoam pan from Dollar Tree. And I was looking at this shit like, what is this? It was like vanilla wafers and strawberries and it was something else. And Cool Whip. I didn't know what the fuck it was. But she was carrying it like it was like leftovers. Like she wasn't even, it just looked weird to me. She shows up. She meets Jen outside. They walk in. Brooke is like, fuck this bitch. I don't give a damn. She's giving me weird, freaky bitch vibes. And that was that. Then Malaysia comes in late and Brandy's just...
Do better, Malaysia. Typical Malaysia. She's like, girl, where is all this passive aggression going from? Did you feel this way when y'all were friends?
Exactly. Because, bitch, I'm sure your ass was late sometimes, too. Shit, that's, I can't stand Brandy. I can't. She is such, she likes to be a victim so bad. Even when literally Malaysia has not even acknowledged you. You want problems.
This is so typical of her. Like,
Malaysia comes in like the lady she is. Jackie, you look so pretty. Da, da, da. She kicks off the podcast right with her very vulnerable and transparent story about her and Gennaro's journey and dealing with
Gennaro. Need his ass whooped.
Beat down. And Malaysia really, really, really opened up. And it was nice to see that side because, you know, Malaysia can be kind of like stoic. When she threw with your ass, she can be a little hard. And so to see her open up to a crowd of women, like, shit wasn't all sweet. Like, I was with him on the come up, and then right now we're not in the best place. I'm happy he's pursuing his dreams, but it's tough, you know? So that was really nice to see.
And you call her Shay. She was like, yeah, because everybody going through shit.
Yes. Right. Exactly. You know, Malaysia always gonna throw in a little shade.
And here go Brandy. I've heard these stories before. Like, girl, shut the fuck.
Yes.
Oh my, like, I'm like, bro, y'all have to, like, and I know the more we get irritated with her, the more that they're going to continue to put her in our faces because that's how reality TV works. I'm just like, I want to shake this bitch.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Please.
You've heard these stories before. Girl, you don't know about the current shit that's going on in her life.
Yeah.
Because y'all aren't friends, remember? Y'all haven't talked in almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like,
Brandy want a moment so bad.
And just the look on her face, I feel like she was like, Brandy the type of bitch where, like, you know how when you walk into a spot and, like, somebody that you don't like is there? And so they'll, like, go out their way to try to be extra or try to be funny or, like, to do something to get you to acknowledge them. Girl, I had a moment like that, and I don't even know if I want to give it life on this podcast, because you know weird bitches always be trying to be in your business anyway. Let's do fuck it, I'm going to say it.
Oh, huh? Okay, I was going to say off the record, but okay.
Well, no, I guess because me and this person was never friends, but yeah, we'll talk about it after here if you don't got shit to do after this is over with.
Okay, so then Brandy goes next and talks about the whole lifestyle change and how that square-headed nigga went from being the man, which I never recall him being
ever,
and to now not be that, and you know, money's not coming in as much, and that's probably why, you know, I'm not trying to be elitist, but I was wondering, why do they have a house? Because they in that damn apartment. I don't know where Brandy lives, but I think
they just moved back to Cali, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like I heard her say that.
Can't get her a home,
girl.
All the shit you put me through. All that's dragging your dick across the U.S. Oh, you're going to get me a home. When we get back together, I at least need a house. You're not going to have me and my son stuffed up in no damn L.A. apartment. No.
Tortito chip.
Girl, you got to get your money's worth out that nigga. He done put you through all that hell. And that's, I can't wait to get to her. Because she on that bullshit talking about, we're going to get there. anyway, that bullshit, the lifestyle change. And that's when it kind of like made Duffy think about her situation. Like, she don't never want to be just without money, and she up and look up, and this nigga just leaving her, and she ain't got shit to show for it. So she's kind of reflecting on that as Brandy is telling her story about how money kind of wasn't really present in their marriage anymore. And then
Nia, and niggas, when they don't have money, are something else, girl. Bitch. If you think they cheat when they got money,
bitch.
When a nigga is broke, prepare to be at y'all lowest.
I done had a broke one cheat on me before, and I said never again.
Girl, it's like the audacity. You can't even afford to be with me. How you dealing with other bitches?
Girl, listen.
But you know, where there's a dick, there's a way, and niggas will find a way to use it.
God had better for me.
Did and okay. does.
Okay.
And that's on Big Jordan, period.
Okay, Mr. Big. So then Nia get her ass up there. Her voice is so annoying. Is that just me?
She annoyed the fuck out of me, but I thought she had no substance to add to the conversation.
None.
At all. At all. Like, it gave, I'm a basketball hoe, I'm a league hopper.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
I'm just here because I'm a cute bitch. And, like,
yeah.
I stick around these niggas that I know that are high profile. And, like, I built him up, and I'm the one that told him to start working out. How the fuck you telling a nigga that made it to the NBA to work out? Bitch, you think that journey started with you?
Okay. I've always been athletes my whole life. That might be my problem. Girl, sit down. Sit down.
Girl, I mean, I feel the same way about dating criminals, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Please. Moving on. So British gets up there and just like lets it all out. And she's like, you know, me and Lorenzo, I knew him since I was 21. We grew up together. We traveled the world together. We basically, in so many words, raised each other, you know? And she gets emotional about how he was there for her, you know, when her father died, and just all the memories they shared. I think it all hit her, like, maybe she was also realizing she might be in love with this nigga still, and it's
and really that's a hard place to be in.
Yes, when you know that nigga ain't shit, but it's like, you know, girl, that's a tough place, because you gotta push your ass out that phase. Like, you gotta you gotta yoke yourself up, like,
fuck the good times.
We got to go pack your bags, bitch. This nigga ain't shit. Okay, the memories are what they were. Memories, okay? And so she opens up, and the women are just like, oh my gosh, British, da, 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 da. And Brooke is basically like, yeah, you know, women, we the head of the household. We run this shit. Da, 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 da.
Brooke's so rowdy. I love her.
So I'm like, talk your shit, Brooke. And so she really kind of gave the women like a little amp up at the end of everything. But I feel like overall, the podcast event went really well. I was expecting.
I was shocked.
Very much that. I was like, where to fight it? You know, where the arguments? Because Jackie Christie event, and ain't no drama? That might have been a first.
Girl, that was a fucking Basketball Wives exclusive.
Oh, for sure. So after Jackie's podcast event, we go back to Angel and her kids, and her daughter is so cute. And they're just basically hanging out, and she decides to let Azari know that, hey, you ain't got to give your room up. You know, I'm not going to do you like that. You can stay where you are. I love you. And if that's all you want, that's the least you can get, you know? And so I was happy to see that. Because I'm like, don't take that baby bro. Don't take the last thing he feel like it's his, you know? So girl, I was happy to see that. Then, bitch, get ready. Because then we get to fucking... British is, you know, talking about how she's shocked that she's actually helpful. And I agree.
Same.
I was not expecting that event to go as smoothly as it did. And for the women to be as civil as they were. And she was talking about that. And then.
Go ahead. Because we skipped over something.
Okay, what did we skip over?
When they was at the event and she was like, you know, and I just remember those talks and like, you know. And, like, you know, I miss that. I'm like, this bitch is really fucking bipolar.
Yeah. Because she was just saying, I don't want to be friends, Malaysia. I don't want... Choose one. She want to be friends with Malaysia. I'm not buying that shit.
So bad. So bad. And she going to fuck around and take that shit too far, and there's going to be no repairing. Because, exactly. Honestly, what she done did already is enough for me to be like, I'm good.
For real. And so then she's talking about... fucking British is talking about Lorenzo and how she got really vulnerable, and Brandy's like, you're still in love with him. And I'm like, bitch, even
if I hate the blind leading the blind.
Right. I'm like, even if it's true, shut up. Shut up. Even if you know she's still in love with him, don't be encouraging this shit, because you know that nigga ain't shit. He ain't shit, just like your husband, bitch. Open up your eyes. Y'all are both in love with serial cheaters. You need help. And then British was like, I don't know, like, I'm always with my baby daddy, like, you know, and I'm like, British, please, like, you got more sense than this. I know you do. I know you love Lorenzo, but you not stupid.
There's that should be hard. It'd be hard.
It'd be real hard. And sometimes, yeah, we do stupid shit. But I feel like British is at this place where it's like, girl, if you don't see it now, you ain't ever gonna see it. Because this nigga is blatantly disrespectful. He has women around your daughter, women posting your daughter. Like, he's blatantly disrespectful, empty mouthed around your daughter. Like, if you don't see it now, you ain't gonna see it.
Girl. Brandy just talking about, like, oh, like, don't listen to friends. And I love that British was like, oh, no, bitch, I didn't know on my own. Like, my family was on my ass about it, and I chose to ignore it, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, I can't stand a bitch that feels like love equates to suffering.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not what it is. And I think that, like, I guess what I kind of empathize with British is because, like, you know, it'd be hard sometimes, and you done put in that time, and, like, you know that, like, y'all done been through shit. But one thing that I've learned to, like, not let keep me captive is, like, the good times and the memories, because mm-hmm. I mean, that's why it was a relationship. Mm-hmm. There were good times and there were memories. Girl. But when I sit with myself and think about how this makes me feel, or when you do certain shit and how it has affected me and hurt me,
mm-hmm.
if it's been, like, the worst of the worst,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck how much I love you, how much I care about you. I gotta go, because I feel like, in a sense, like, I went through that with my last relationship. And, like, even now, you know, we talk about all the time, and just, like, I feel like that relationship has really hindered me from, like, really getting back out there, because I experienced, like, heartbreak before that, and that got me to a very low space.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just seeing myself like that, I'm like, yo, I will never let another man bring me that low, ever. I can't call a nigga man. I can't let another nigga take me there.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I got out of my last relationship and, like, was actually in love, like, my man.
Yeah.
Like, the nigga that, like, I feel like really made me be a woman. I was always like, bitch, I ain't cooking for no nigga. I ain't doing that. I need a ring. Bitch, if that nigga, it was very much given a shanty, like, I couldn't breathe if he ever said, bitch, get on my knees today, motherfucking bloody bread. Like, it was given that. So I feel like I was very grateful that I got my heart broken before that, because, bitch, we would have never met each other. Mm-hmm. Had that been a relationship that broke my heart, bitch, I just wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. Like, that was how intense and deep mm-hmm. that love and that relationship was for me. And I could remember, like, I would be in my home screaming and crying some nights, like, out of nowhere, because it's like, I know that I don't need to do this. I don't need to be here, but I love this man so much, and I know I gotta let it go.
Yeah.
So I get where British is coming from.
Girl.
It's like, bitch, you better pull them big girl panties up.
I know they be.
And leave Lorenzo alone. Like, love is just not enough. It's not for a healthy relationship. Like, it's just not. And Lorenzo kind of strikes me as, like, broke boy. Like,
no, for real.
That's what it gives. So it's like, money is definitely an issue when it comes down to, like, dating. And I hate to say it, and people can feel however the fuck they want to feel, but as a woman, as long as you find, you're gonna always be okay. Niggas that you attract might not be shit.
Yeah.
But getting a man as a fine woman is never an issue.
Yeah.
Especially a nigga that's willing and ready to spend money. Like, bitch, you in LA, there's multiple professional teams, bitch. Baseball, multiple basketball teams, football teams, like, girl, like,
and British is gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's like, she's so beautiful, she's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, it will be no problem for you to find anybody you're dating. But I feel like, again, that's almost another thing that I feel like the position I'm in, like, you want to date, and, like, it's niggas talking to you and niggas trying to talk to you is not an issue, mm-hmm. but it's like quality niggas. Where are they at?
Yeah. I want to take them contacts out.
Girl.
I'm so sick of, she look evil.
Girl, I
yeah, bitterness though.
I can't. Yeah, that bitterness will make you look very, very ugly.
Very much like a witch. And I'm like, I don't like her scenes because she a little scary looking.
Like, British came to the wrong person for advice because a bitch just stayed with a nigga that, and your excuse is, oh, he stuck by me when I had cancer. Bitch, he said in sickness and health. He damn
near
he said that, bitch. Take that shouldn't have been your fucking excuse. Because he fucking shaved his head when you went bald, bitch. A nigga fucking shaving his head and turn around and let another bitch suck his dick immediately afterwards is not the type of love that I ever want in my fucking life. Are you crazy?
Thank you.
Are you crazy? Like, your self-respect is literally in the fucking trash.
Hell. And, like, my thing
is, people just don't understand, girl. That's exactly what every dumb bitch says. Like, bitch, you are fucking 85 years old with this damn high school-ass mentality. Like, grow the fuck up.
Because you got me ready to drink. Now, this shit right here pissed me off. Because, like you said, bitch, you pushing 80. And you over here applauding the fact that you stayed with a man who cheated on you not once, not twice, constantly, bitch. You probably lost count. And you over here saying, I had to block it out. Don't listen to your friend, listen to your family. I had to choose. Because, you know, nobody see the good. Nobody see the good. Bitch, what good? What good is in him letting a bitch get on her knees and suck his dick? What good is in that? And you sitting here rewarding a fish for swimming, talking about he stood by me when I was going through chemo and breast cancer. And while that is a good thing, that is a part of marriage. Bitch is literally in the motherfucking vows. He don't get an extra reward or a pat on the back for doing what he's supposed to do as a husband, because that's what spouses do. Now, his ass went out and stepped out on you. Is that just a pass? He get a pass for that because he stood by you while you were in the hospital and going through sickness? No! Like, you have to choose yourself at some point. And a lot of these women use that type of shit to validate staying with an ain't shit nigga. Oh, you know, he actually a good person. At night, he hold me. Bitch, okay, Ann? Like, I just, oh my God. When she said that, I wanted to slap the shit out of her. Because it's like, you can't be this old and be this dumb.
Bitches be that dumb. I see it on and Facebook like all the time.
I'm like half your age and I feel like I got more sense. Because cheating is, it's done. Like, I don't care.
That is my deal breaker.
I'm done.
I don't know how bitches can do it. And, like, I was thinking about what our What's Tea question was going to be. But, like, it's so funny because I was literally watching an episode and I had to run to CVS last night. And, like, I was just thinking about it. And I'm like, cheating is literally my deal breaker because, bitch, once you do that to me, that's like a violation of my trust. I'm very, very fucking overprotective over my body. Like, it's so much shit out here in the world. And, like, I just can't imagine a nigga bringing me back something that's incurable or bringing a whole nother baby to a situation or putting my fucking life in danger because a bitch so fucking pressed over you that she don't know how to let go.
And my thing is, like,
that's a violation of trust. I'm never going to let it go. I'm never going to trust you. Every time your phone goes off, I'm going to want to look
at
who it is.
And anytime I don't want to be in a relationship.
Go somewhere, like I'm going to be looking over your shoulder. So I'm not, you've already broken that trust. I'm not going to make you and myself even more miserable.
Yeah.
I got to let it go because now the trust is done.
Yeah, I can't get over that. I can't grow my trust back to 100 from hell. Because at that point, my trust is in hell. It's gone. And I've experienced that. And I experienced that person trying to come back. And, oh, you know, and it's like, I'm going to be straight up with you. Realistically, it can never happen. If you want to come back and we can fuck while I'm single, that's a different story. But just know, that's all it's going to be is a good fuck. Because
I feel like I can't even do that. Like, when I told you,
to be realistic, like, we did dibble and dabble. Like, after we broke up, there was a time we dibble and dabble. I'm be sure that with y'all, could have been, he was fine. And so we dibble and dabble.
I understand.
Okay, it was stupid. There were many times I was driving home crying, to calling my best friends. I had my stupid moments, so I get it. But when I reached that point where it was like, it's definitely can't even be no dibble dabble no more. You reached
that
point.
That's why I feel like I can appreciate when dick is good and there's no emotions attached, because then I'm just like, we're just fucking, and there's right. no real rapport built.
Right.
So, like, I can take it for what it is.
Right. And I'm like,
but when your feelings in it, it's a little
I ain't got to add another body to the situation. I know this dick, you know, I'm used to it, you know, but even then.
And I'm clearly doubling that because it's fine.
Right. And even then, it was messy, but it's like, I don't care how fine you are, how much money you got, where you going in life, you cheat on me, we can never be in a relationship. It's just not going to happen. Like, because I know me. Just like you said, I want to know where you at. You better answer every phone call, every text, every FaceTime, where you been. I need to have your location at all times. And I don't want to live my life like that. Every time your phone light up, I'm looking and peeking. Every time you go to the bathroom, I'm unlocking to look. I can't live that life. I'm sorry. It's not for me. I don't like love. That's not love. Like, that's a miserable ass situation.
I told the story on here. I'm pretty sure I did. About the location and pulling up at the, like, yes, oh,
you
yeah.
did. You did.
Like, that's where it takes me to. And I'm just, like, realistically, like, I mean, not only was I, like, he just was not my type physically. Yeah. Like, I was just that far gone because it's, like, this mine. This mine. And how dare you? And then I'm just, like, nigga, this me. Like, this me.
Yeah.
You gonna play on my top like that?
Yeah,
this is like the immature shit. Like, for a bitch that's not even badder than me, like, are you crazy?
For real, for real.
It don't matter how fine you are, no matter how much money you got, how well put together your shit is. A nigga that is insecure and needs his ego fed because he feels like fucking other bitches is how he appeases his appetite. That's a man you never gonna be able to win over. I don't give a fuck what you do, how good your pussy is, none of that. A nigga that don't want to be kept is not going to be kept.
Yep.
And Brandy husband ain't want to be kept. Gennaro ain't want to be kept. Lorenzo damn sure don't want to be kept. The only good man we know of on the show is Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know.
It's sad to watch.
Brandy, we could have done without your 2 cents.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good advice at all.
Yeah, it's not.
You're the last person.
That's that advice that wants you to do stupid ass shit with them because they don't want to do stupid ass shit by themselves. She didn't want to be the only person who went back to her bum ass man. And hell, maybe she jealous that Malaysia doing this shit on her own and didn't go back to Gennaro the way she went back to her square headed ass robot nigga. And you know what? Kudos to fucking Malaysia, because Malaysia knows she a bad bitch. She knows she deserved better. And I hope she take a nigga to court. But we gonna get there. Oh, Brandy, shut up. So we go to British. And this face, this some ghetto ass shit. I love watching them fight because it always go from 0 to 1,000. So they get on the phone, goo goo gaga, they having a good time. But the Dash is sitting there talking about what she ate. British playing nice. She's like, okay, go with your grandma. Someone tell me your daddy real quick. And as a child who grew up going to separate houses for the summer and shit, I know what that means. And so Lorenzo like, what's up?
Cut your daddy out.
Right, what's going on? So Bridge is like, what's going on with you and this girl posting my daughter on that on social media? Like, you got this new girl in your life and she thinks she can post my daughter. She ain't mean nothing by that. She took it down out of respect. You know, she trying to be disrespectful. Lorenzo country is. And Bridge is like, but I want to know why. Like, why did she feel like she can do that? There was clearly something he did to make her feel like she could do that, you know?
So come on, talk about it.
I don't blame Bridge for her question, because as a mom, I probably would do the shit too if I was a mother. And so this nigga played dumb. Oh, I don't, you know, she took it down. What's the big deal? You know, this is my house. I'm going to run shit how I want to run shit in my house. Anybody tell you who you fucking on? I'm like, what the fuck?
First why is it always the question and concern is always her pussy? Why?
Because niggas are stupid and they're crazy. And he decides to try to flip the table, play stupid. Oh, he don't know why she did it. It's gone now. Let it go. Da da da. And I don't blame British, to be honest with you, because it's like, this, I pushed this baby out. This is my daughter. And I don't want her on one of your bitches' Instagram. Because you're going to have a new one next month. You heard that shade, your new girl that you got this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame her because, like, that's a huge invasion of privacy. Like, this is our little family. That bitch ain't family. So before we knew it, British was yelling and cussing him out like she always do. You stupid.
Lorenzo!
And you
her! You motherfuckers with your stupid ass nigga. Bring all that shit around her and my daughter. Fuck around with you.
That's why I fuck with you, because you stupid and you crazy. And let me alone. I don't want to call you no more and get my child. British country as hell, and I love that shit.
Her accent sounds like she from Memphis.
Bruh, I love her little accent. British country. I love old country, bitch.
Bring that mess around her.
Come here. So what you're not going to do is come here and disrespect me. And
she's going to walk a mile off in my Air Forces. Midwest wangle her ass. Fuck out of here. Fuck around with you, nigga.
The fact that you pushing 40 and you still don't get it, you a stupid ass man, and I don't like fuck with you, and I'm finna hang up on your stupid ass right now.
Click.
Bro, they argue like they 18, and that shit is funny. I'm sorry.
I'd be like, that girl, you ain't got to worry about me.
Look, the funny thing, Brittany kind of look like she want to laugh when she yelling too, and that's what make it funny to me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't enjoy them fighting as much as I do, but I know that shit always going to give me a laugh.
I hate to say it, but in the moment I was thinking, I was like, I know that sex go crazy.
Bitch!
That's how they act.
What I was thinking. Because you ain't even with this nigga no more. He got you yelling at him on FaceTime, and he know how to push your buttons to make you yell at him. He knew what he was doing. He knew it. He probably got off the phone and started laughing.
Said, when I drop dash off, I'm a dash in that ass.
DoorDash pass.
Period. That's what we're going to start calling it. Little DoorDash. Wish you know, girl, to go get me a little DoorDash.
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, and then Brandy, oh my gosh, let me straighten up because it's serious. Brandy decides to call an executive producer. She has to go to the hospital. She can't come do her confessional video. And he's like, what's going on? And she's like, she has to rush to the hospital because there's something going on. And she was like, be straight up, it might be cancer. And so that immediately, like, you know, alerts him. He's like, whatever we can do for you, let me know. And so she's really scared. And that's really scary because I know cancer can come back. And It's really scary when you think you're over the hill and then that shit come back. So prayers to Brandy. I don't like her, but I don't want nobody to die from cancer. So prayers to her. And hopefully over the season, we get better news. And, you know, it's either, you know, benign or she can successfully get this hysterectomy and it be done. So that leads us to the next preview for next week's episode for Duffy's birthday is coming up. So she want to do some type of, what the fuck was it? A party or a trip?
In Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like a girls trip thing. Brooke reveals that she wants to do IVF again. And I'm like, y'all in these babies. Oof. One thing that's not gonna be is a bitch having babies after 40. I'm not knocking it. I just don't wanna do it.
Bitch, it might be giving 40 for me, if ever.
Oh my God. I wanna
Bitch, we don't have to talk about we need to chat when we get off this motherfucker.
Okay. But yeah, I'm not knocking it. I just know I wanna be done. I know not every woman has the opportunity to do it earlier, but I'm gonna try to get that shit done as quick as I can. But good luck. I clearly don't think it's gonna work out because I think they're divorced now, so obviously it probably didn't work out, but we'll see what that journey looks like. Malaysia talking about taking Gennaro to court, as she fucking should, because there's no reason her and her kids should be crammed in that apartment and ain't getting not one check from that nigga. So run his pockets, sis, and I mean run them shits up.
Especially as a fucking coach.
Girl.
Your lover and your secretary working every day of the week.
Okay. And so Duffy also decides to approach Angel about what Rock said. And Angel is just like, you know, we just, what the fuck she said? She was like, well, we just didn't know what to think or something. We felt attacked. That's what it was. We felt like we were being attacked. And I'm like, bitch, control your little bitch, though. Because
but it's the information that you gave me.
Right. And there's no reason. Thank you. You told me you wasn't happy, bitch. So it's like, you should have been saying that to your man. So at least it wouldn't have been no new news to him. He already would have known. Well, I already know she probably ain't happy and we working on it, you know? And
mind y'all fucking business.
Right. And you got your chihuahua disrespecting me. That's how I know he a bitch. Because only bitches want to fight with bitches and air bitches out. Another bitch want to do that. Real men not finna do that. Especially with your girlfriends. Like, they gonna let you handle that. Hey, babe, go talk to her. Like, I don't appreciate that. Can you please talk to her? Because I don't want to get into it, go back and forth with your friends. Mm-hmm. That's a man. He didn't waste no time. I'ma air her out. I'ma air her out. Am I gonna leave her tomorrow? That's a bitch. And I wish Angel could see it, but like we said, I don't think she's in a place mentally right now, just already dealing with this pregnancy, to see his bullshit. She too deep into being pregnant, delivering this baby safely, to the point where she can't focus on his ass right now. And I think hopefully when she pushes baby out, she pushes his ass out to the street. Cause that's where he belong. And then just put him on child support. And you ain't got to deal with him. Girl, like the olden days. Kick that nigga to the curb, go to court. Like, I know that sounds fucked up, but he just seems like an annoyance. He just seems like he's just a bitchy person with a dick. You know?
Like most of these niggas.
Yeah. And it's like, if I'm be with a man, I want a man. You know, yeah. I want somebody who's mature, who can handle their emotions. If you got a problem with one of my girlfriends, you bring that to me, and I'll bring that to her. Anyway, Brandy possibly may need a hysterectomy, so it sounds like a solution may be on the horizon for her, so that's good news. But, you know, I'm just hoping that plays out well over the season, because I, you know, like I said, even though I don't like her, I don't want the bitch to be sick, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Be able to get over this, so.
That's prayers up it. To her healing of her her illness and yes. her mental health, like,
yes,
just take a break
that part. But that's it for Hot Topics, guys. We're gonna move right into what's tea. If you're new, during the segment we kind of find a question that relates to the episode of the week and basically tie in our personal lives and give our own little feedback. So this week's question is, how do you deal with the aftermath of a friendship breakup? Because y'all know Brandy and Malaysia are going through their thing right now, and I don't think it's going to get no better. So how do you deal with that, friend?
Whew. It depends.
Yeah.
A lot of times with me, like just with people in general, I feel like when things are over with for me, like you're kind of just mentally dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't give you anything. But more recently, I feel like my way is just ignoring people. Now, I will say, like, and I'm sure she doesn't mind me sharing this because, like, we're okay now, but, like, my best friend, we've been best friends since seventh grade, and she and I had, like, a really bad falling out when I was just going through my shit because she's more of, like, she's kind of reminds me of you in a way of like being confrontational, like something is wrong. She want to talk about it right then and right there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, bitch, if I could sweep that bitch under a rug and never talk about it ever, like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But like, when I was just going through my shit with like not knowing if I wanted to like move to Atlanta, and I don't know if I told the story here how like me going and trying to like pursue my dreams and quitting my job of just being like really just verbally and emotionally abused at a job that I worked at for years, I finally made the decision to quit. I was almost homeless. And my thing has always been, I want to move to Atlanta. I'm going to move to Atlanta. I'm going to move to Atlanta. I'm going to move to Atlanta, and I'm going to be a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. And I finally had the opportunity, or at least I felt like I did, to do that. And when that shit did not pan out for me, and like, you know, it got a little tricky, I basically like freaked out, and I was like, fuck, I'm not giving up my apartment, because if I give up my apartment here, like, and move to Atlanta, and I'd already like put a deposit down and everything. And when everything kind of like just fell through, because of what the job that I was going to work at there, like, they just had a lot of bullshit going on that pretty much I was going to be brought into.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of me just kind of toughing it out and like going through with the dream, it was just like, bitch, this is uncertain, and I'm not moving to a whole new city where I can't go up the street and like go see my mom or my grandma. If something happened, I fall on hard time, I could literally just go up the street and go get a check from them. Like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, with me already being in a low space, that was also the year that me and my dad fell out, and it was just a lot on my plate. And I feel like instead of her being supportive, like, she kind of just made a comment to me like, it's okay for you to just stay in South Carolina. Like, you were never going to do it. You've been talking about it for years. You're not going to do it. And like, I feel like to hear somebody say that when you already like down at your lowest, and we supposed to be like friends, like we literally didn't talk for probably like almost a year or some change. And like, mm-hmm. it was hard for me because it's like, you know, this is my best friend. I love this person. But like at the same time, like, bitch, you got me fucked up. And like, you trying to press me to talk about it. And like, I don't want to talk about it because I don't like your tone. I don't like the way you're talking to me. And I'm already in a very low space as is. Like, I just don't want to have that conversation. So for me, it was very hard. And I feel like when we did speak, and obviously, you know, like I was in a different place. It was just weird at first for us to come around. Like, for the longest, we really still didn't like communicate as much. Cause I feel like for me, it was just awkward because, you know, we never gone that long without like talking or for it to just be an issue. And I feel like me, I'm definitely an overthinker. So when we got to that place, it was like,
yeah,
well, she said this and so on and so forth. So I feel like when it's a friend that I care about, I do definitely take it hard because although I do have siblings, I did grow up as an only child. So a lot of my friends that I was super close to, like, they had siblings. And I feel like because I choose my friends, when I have to let go of somebody, that shit is worse to me than going through like a relationship breakup. Because it's like, man, like, you my girl, or like, you my bro, and like, damn, you would do me like that, or like, we on the outs. Like, I really do take it hard. So I think that that's why I go into a space of like, I'm gonna just block you out like you don't exist. I'm gonna remove you off of everything. I don't want to see you. Don't want to kick it with your skate with your nut.
Mm-hmm.
But certain relationships are worth fighting for. And I feel like that was like the first time that I had like a falling out. Well, not really, because my high school best friend, her sister was really the reason why she and I kind of like just went our separate ways. But when it's a relationship I care about, I really try to look at it like if what we got into it about or why we stopped speaking is worth us like not ever talking again. But if it's just some shit where it's like, nah, like you took that shit too far and you had me fucked up, then like I just bye.
Yeah. So I am similar to you in that sense. Like, it's very easy for me to ignore people when I'm checked out. I'm very much a, like, I'm gonna give you chance. When I feel like I am emotionally spent and my boundaries have been consistently disrespected, after I've communicated to you, hey, I don't like this, can you do this instead, and it's ignored, then I'm done. Because at that point, I'm driving myself crazy trying to understand you, trying to give you more chances, and just letting you take up space in my life that I don't really want you to be in. And so I experienced my only real friendship breakup right before I moved here to Atlanta. And it was just, for me, I felt like that person just didn't respect my time. And she was the type of person where once she got to a relationship, she don't know you. Like, you can wait. I will make plans. You don't show up. You don't even tell me you're not going to show up until I've been waiting for an hour at the restaurant, you know. And it's like, bitch, I can stay home. Like, you can't make it, that's fine. You running late, that's fine. But don't lie and say you leaving the house and you literally just got out the shower. Like, to me, it's like, we too old for that. If you're gonna be late, bitch, be late. I'm gonna just stay at home and get high until you're ready. And she would just lie, and I would be at the restaurant waiting for like 45 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. I'm like, girl, you said you was on the way 5 minutes ago. You live 10 minutes from this place. I know you do, because I've been in your house multiple times. And it's like, oh, I'm like, bitch, it's not funny. Like, I can be at home. I look stupid. And so it was that type of stuff. And then when she got her new guy, didn't know me, you know, she busy and making new friends. And I'm all for bitches having friends. Like, that's fine. But like, I don't like when women shit on the friends they've had and has been riding for them once they make new friends. Like, it's fine if you have other relationships outside of me, because that's a part of being an adult. That's a part of cultivating relationships. I want you to do that because I'm going to do it. But don't treat me like I'm not shit just because you have this new friendship. We can all coexist, you know? And so that wasn't the case with her. She was not good at balancing relationships, balancing different changes in her life. She was very much like, when a change happens, she went to the extreme. You just didn't hear from her. And I got sick of it. And so I gave her another chance. I was like, okay, now, like, you got to do better. If you're going to be late, just tell me. You know, you got to make time for our friendship, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm thinking about moving. So it's like, I want to make sure our friendship is strong before I leave and go to Atlanta. Girl, gave her another chance. Shit still went to shit. I said, okay, I'm done. And after I moved, she would, like, text me, da-da-da, and I just didn't reply. Like, I'm done at this point. I've communicated. I gave you chances. I'm done. I have enough girlfriends that make me feel loved and like a real sisterhood. This ain't that. And it wasn't easy, like you said, because we were close. I did see her as a sister. She was the first friend I made when I moved to, you know, Augusta and stuff. But it was like, was it a trauma bond or was it really a friendship? Because we bonded off of like our ex cheating on us and da 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 da. We were both fresh and still healing. And I'm like, this might have been a trauma bond now that I look back on it. And so I'm like, was this person ever really, you know, my friend for real, you know? So that's why that trauma bond shit is real. You got to be careful. Because sometimes once that person's over their trauma, you're dispensable, you know? So
we talked about this.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
So I ignore. Like, and I heal in my own time.
It's so funny to me because my dad literally said, like, he called me today to, like, thank me for just, like, the shit that, like, I got in his ass on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. But like he said to me, he was like, it's just really crazy to me. Like, it's almost scary how good you are at ignoring people. Like, it's not natural.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm very protective over my peace.
Mm-hmm.
Once you cross a boundary with my ass, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not even going, because this is how I feel about it. And I had to let him know, like, even yesterday, like, a lot of the way that I deal with shit come from dealing with y'all niggas growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like to be gaslighted.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you step on my shoe and you know you stepped on my shoe and I'm looking at you like, damn, you're not going to apologize, like, not even say sorry. And then, like, you look at me and try to make it seem like my shoe getting stepped on is my fault. Then I'm gonna be like, all right, so you're just not gonna apologize? Like, I'm very good at ignoring people. Like, I don't care what our relationship is. I don't give a fuck how long we've been friends. I don't give a damn that you a relative. If you my nigga, it will be done that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I'm not confrontational, and I definitely kind of honor my boundaries in a way that is extreme. Like, yeah. If you got me fucked up, I'm gonna be cool off you. I'm not gonna argue with you about it. I'm not gonna make a scene. You gonna know when you feel my absence.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call and text, okay, and pull up and, okay, give compliments and like a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. And then when it gets to the point where, like, my ego, I don't even need my ego to be fed by seeing you beg, then, yeah, I'm gonna block you.
Exactly.
That's how I know when I be over it. Because sometimes I'll be like, I'll be leaving a motherfucker unblocked just to see them.
Yeah. Beg. How many times you gonna beg?
And then when I'm over it, I'll be like, all right, yeah, I'm tired of seeing this motherfucker.
Yes. That's why we the same. Because, like, I literally hit that point. I was like, I would let her beg a little while. And then once I got tired of seeing her name pop up on my phone, I got tired of seeing her on Instagram, I just blocked her across the board and just moved on.
Bye.
That's just how I am. That's how I did with it. So that's it for what's tea, y'all. Let's move into what was said, sweetie. And this is where we share our favorite tweets of the week, because y'all are funny as fuck. I have mine, but if you want to go first, you can. I'm still trying to narrow them down, though.
Yeah, I have two.
Okay.
So my first tweet is from Redbone Mango with, mm-hmm, three O's. And it says, Dre was right. Brandy is boring as shit. Straight to the point. Nobody cares about your sob story. Sorry.
You know, then, looking back on it, Dre was right all along.
Is her delivery be off? But Drea really do be saying shit that makes,
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
What is, she's just sign? Very catty and bitchy. What is, whereas, like, sign? You said, what's her what?
Her sign.
She's an Aquarius. So, mm-hmm, a bitch. Mm-hmm. In true form.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Aquariuses are probably some of the meanest fucking people, yeah, to walk this earth. But it's because they be trying to suppress their feelings. But, yeah, you know, we ain't gonna go into no astrology depth here. But Drea is an Aquarius through and through. Okay. Anyways. My last tweet of the week is from My Kids Are My Heart One, and it says, whew, Brandy is the friend from hell. Where was this energy when your husband was dragging you through the mud, sneaking and geeking with them hoes? Girl, Malaysia is not studying you. Girl. I roll. Oh, and really? I feel like that's just self-explanatory. She read that bitch down, and listen.
Yeah, that's a read.
read her for filth, okay? Just cleared her. Ain't even need no further explanation, no thread, no, like, that was just...
That was it. That's it. No way. And those were all your tweets, right?
Yes, I saw another one, but I'm keep it short and simple.
Okay. So I have two as well, and my first one is by @_loverachel_. Not understanding why Angel needs to move her 14-year-old out of his room. If anyone needs to be getting put out the house, it's Rockstar. Again, short and sweet, I agree. And then this one is by @bougieghetto. Malaysia can cough and Brandy gonna get mad. Seek therapy, sis, is getting unhealthy. And that made me think about when you said she gotta go treat her mental health, because she got a lot of stuff going on. I think a lot of it is displaced anger, because I can't think of exactly what Malaysia did to her. She even hasn't been able to explicitly say what it is. I think it's just anger, bitterness, and jealousy, and you need therapy for that. So Malaysia's doing nothing to you. She's giving you nothing. She's paying you dust. Why are you mad? Like, why? So hopefully Brandy, you know, gets the help that she needs.
Girl.
Oh, so why are we taking a shot next week? Let's see. That preview had Brooke, Duffy's birthday, Malaysia taking Gennaro to court, Duffy approaching Angel about Rock, and Brandy's possible hysterectomy. So a lot of different things going on here. A lot of serious matters.
I'm just wondering if Jackie gonna get some bad advice.
I was thinking the same. I was literally thinking like something related to Jackie meddling, because you know sometimes them previews be hiding the real shit that be going on. I didn't see much of Jackie, but I think Jackie gonna do some mess. So let's say Jackie meddles or gives bad advice.
That's all I got too, because I got sidetracked real quick.
Okay, we can end it there. Whew. Thank y'all so much for listening today. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Rewind and Recap. That's REWINEANDRECAP. And make sure you live tweet with us every Monday for Basketball Wives. Mavs is coming back next month, so get ready. We're super excited about that. But for right now, we are live tweeting every Monday and having the episode up by end of day on Wednesday. Cece, you got anything else for the people?
I don't. God bless.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.